Manuscript Releases, Volume 10, Numbers 771 to 850. MR, Number 822. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. Some are in danger of taking the position that if Christ is their healer, there is no need for them to restrict the animal appetites. The answer for these will be found in the Word of God. The Lord promised the children of Israel that if they would keep His statutes and obey His commandments, all their diseases should be removed from them, and that there should not be one feeble person in all their tribes, and that He would establish them in the land of Canaan, a pure, happy, and holy people. But if they disregarded the conditions, if they were unmindful of the words of God and followed their own ways, they would dishonor God and would suffer from sickness and disease and plagues. God calls upon all who will to come and drink of the waters of life freely. The power of God is the one element of efficiency in the grand work of obtaining the victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. It is in accordance with the divine plan that we follow every ray of light given of God. Man can accomplish nothing without God, and God has arranged His plans so as to accomplish nothing in the restoration of the human race without the cooperation of the human with the divine. The part man is required to sustain is immeasurably small, yet in the plan of God, it is just that part that is needed to make the work a success. 113. 1898 1. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. September 8, 1898. White Estate, Washington, D.C. October 24, 1980.